This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, Doe?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen and Jacoby, what exactly is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Giving the people the exclusive pod-only content, only pod, old-school style, every Tuesday and Thursday. We're not just giving you the TV audio because we care about you.
Old-school Chevy to drive top horses.
We can talk about whatever we want. We don't have to lead with LeBron James and the Cowboys. You know, we don't have to talk about Joe Judge and the Eagles. We can talk about whatever we want. And Jalen, I want to start with this. Luka Doncic. Because we talk a lot about sports on wax and off wax. And you have a really good point about Luka Doncic that I'm glad we have this forum where we can really let our content breathe so you can explain how you felt and what revelation you came to watching Luka Doncic last night.
That he's a legitimate superstar and a franchise player. Two words that I don't use very often because fortunately for me, growing up watching the game and being as close to, you know, the league as I've been for so very long, that distinguishes a player that's extremely special to me when I see it. And I just remember watching Magic and Bird when I was young and thinking, they might not be the fastest. They might not be the most athletic. But, man, their core sense is crazy. Man, their effort and their intensity is outstanding. Like, these dudes are versatile. Look back at the stat sheet. Like, Larry will get you 10 to 12 boards. People yep. slept on that. He'll get you 5 to 8 dimes and then still score 30. You know what I'm saying?
You get 12 like, boards in the NBA and can't jump.
Right. Like, I know people, I guess, don't get a chance to hear us talk enough about Larry's game. But the reason why I'm bringing him up is because that's the kind of court awareness Luka has. Let me give you a perfect example. When I watch Giannis play, and clearly he's outstanding at 43 points against my Pistons, 30 in the first half, back-to-back MVP. So happy he's staying in Milwaukee. When he drives to the basket to take advantage of his height, he takes extremely long steps.
Mm-hmm.
And so most people marvel at a player being able to do that, including myself. But it isn't necessarily what I always want the player to do because it limits your options, in particular below the free throw line when you done already picked up your dribble. And Luka, when he's driving to the basket, there was a move, Jacoby. He literally got it at the 3 line. Dribble, 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 kept the dude on his hip, did the 1-2 step. His final step was in the restricted circle. That's extreme control and court awareness. And so the other thing is making the people around you better. Rick Carlisle, outstanding coach. Mark Slept Cuban, on. Terrific owner. The Mavs, an amazing NBA franchise. But when you look deeper into their roster, who are their bigs besides Porzingis?
Willie Cauley-Stein and Kleiber.
Right.
Who both started yesterday, by the way. Both started yesterday.
You know what I mean? And so when I get on the perimeter, how Tim Hardaway made himself into a player. You know, I watched him up close and personal at Michigan. He made himself into a player. He overcame everybody wanting him to do the UTEP two-step like his dad. He overcame it. I watched him do it and fell into his own game, his own lane, and became a like 20-point scorer with the Knicks and got a big deal to go to the Mavs and just had 30 last night. They was in the bubble. My little bro, Trey Burke, was not in the NBA when they went into the bubble. He was not in the NBA.
No.
He was averaging 20 for them in the bubble. Jalen Brunson, people slept on him. He won a championship in college, playing quality minutes. So the point, and then they get the slashers. You get Finney Smith. He's going to try to be your guy that makes threes and play D. And then you do something that you can only hear on the pod. You're going to tap into some toughness. And I know if they've been in Miami for a long time, like Josh and James Johnson have been, I want them both on my squad. Because I'm going to need them when somebody try to bully Luka or somebody try to bully Porzingis. Because you remember what happened in the playoffs last year. Yep. Porzingis got suspended for getting tangled up with one of the Morris twins.
Yep.
So I'm forecasting this for you right now. The person that's going to be nose to nose with the Morris twins this time,
James Johnson,
has blonde hair and is a 100-degree black belt.
100-degree black belt.
You know what I'm saying? Father's family,
his whole family's
all of that.
A
got
black
it honest. Got it honest.
Black,
don't play belt. Those games. Let me tell you something. Don't play those games with him or MC Hammer. I'll never forget. People felt like since Hammer danced, that for some strange reason he couldn't throw them hands. And if somebody spent a lot of time in Oakland, I remember coming back telling people like, hey, dog, let me tell y'all something. That dude be training, dog. That dude'll put them knuckles on you, dog. He ain't soft at all.
Well, Jalen, I'm glad you mentioned Richardson because Richardson, I loved in Miami. And I loved when he went to Philadelphia. I was like, that's perfect fit. 3 and D. 3 and D. It just never really worked for him. And he's starting to find his spot in Dallas. And him and Luka are starting to find each other on the floor. And I think that could be a really good role player addition for them. And don't forget my guy with Dwight Powell. For some reason, I've always loved Dwight Powell. But Jalen, I'm going to take people behind the curtain because me and you talk a lot about the NBA on Wax and Off Wax. And I'm going to name a name that you wouldn't say. You're going to be mad that I said this into a microphone. We were in the car driving up the FDR in the back of the car talking about the NBA. And Karl-Anthony Towns was complaining about the Timberwolves, right? And you're a role player. You were never the superstar in your team. And you told me, you're like, when you're on his team and he's complaining about the team, you're like, you're supposed to be the superstar. You're supposed to be the reason that we're winning games. And if you're the reason that we're winning games, you're probably also the reason that we're losing games. Like, you're supposed to carry us, Carl. You're not supposed to throw us under the bus. And I think what you see in Luka, if I'm discerning this correctly, is someone who will take a roster that maybe not the best according cast, doesn't exactly have around him what LeBron has around him, what Tatum has around him, what Giannis has around him, what Kawhi has around him. But he elevates everybody around him into wins.
Correct. That's exactly what I'm saying. And how about this? When they win or lose, watch the coverage. It's not like old Porzingis didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you clear that threshold. That's what we seeing from Steph in Golden State. That's the charge of the great player. We need you to pop up and get 60, Steph. Hey, Dame, in the bubble, we gonna need 60 from you. Like, that's what these great guys do. James Harden, these 40-point triple-doubles. Like, that's what make those guys special. Luka's now into that category.
I love Luka because it just, he reminds me, and this is gonna be a comparison that only like 16 people listening to this are gonna know. He reminds me of A.O., Aaron Owens from the N1 mixtape tour. Like, everyone's jumping out the gym and running around and going so fast. And Aaron Owens is just on his own speed. Just seemed like everything was slow for him. He just seemed like he would walk through the lane and get a bucket. Like Luka, like, can just kind of slowly make his way to the basket, throw a little up and under Kevin McHale up fake and just get a bucket. Luka doesn't shoot well from three yet. You don't see Luka finishing with his knuckles at the backboard. He's not dunking, but he's just getting Jalen Rose ugly little up fake buckets from 8 feet. That's what he gets. That's why you love him. He gets those Jalen Rose buckets. Like, I'm telling you, look up Jalen Rose highlights. There's not even, they don't even have any on YouTube. But he averaged 20 for like four seasons in a row. Like, they don't even have them. I've done it before. It says, sorry, search didn't work. They don't have highlights. I'm like, this dude scored thousands of points. How's he got knockout highlights?
That is what I love about Luka. And also, see, Luka embodies two words that basketball fanatics, coaches always want from their players. I don't care how tall you are. I don't care how athletic you are. I don't care how well you shoot. And it's not even playing hard. And so regardless of height, skill set, it's under control.
Mm.
Just think about it. Whether it's small kids playing or adults in a game seven of the NBA Finals, whatever they're there to add to the team, you're still going to need them to be under control. It's almost like the difference between boxing and fighting. That's what I see when I see him. Like there was another play early in the year where he went down the middle of the lane.
Yep.
And like two or three people stopped him. He just did a whip around pass, whip around the guys back to his teammate for the layup. Most people will be like, either I'm going to get this up on the backboard or I'm going to try to or I'm going to get 3 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Like he was like, I got this. And so if you're a Mavs fan, just think about it this way, Jacoby. Take away Porzingis.
It's tough, but you kind of have to start thinking that way with all of his injury history. You kind of have to.
Right. So say take away Porzingis and think about the other top three or four contending teams that we have in the game. Just think about who you consider contending teams.
There's about three right now that come to mind, and that'd be the Sixers and the two LA teams.
Okay.
And
each of those teams have a dynamic duo. So take the second best player from that team and add him to Luka.
Great point.
What does that look like?
Great point. I mean, and KP, they knew the risk they were taking when they traded for him. And they didn't trade too much for him. Went to Wes Matthews and DeAndre Jordan. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they didn't really trade too much for him. And they knew that was going to be a risk. But
and they got Hardaway, who just scored 30 last 30 night.
Scored 30 points last night. So I'm glad you brought up the duos, because there's something that we need this sort of a forum. We need to really open it up and really discuss this. And that is the Brooklyn Nets. First couple games. Look at this. They're going to be unstoppable. They're so deep. They score so much. They've got Kyrie and KD, who both seem to be healthy and firing at all cylinders. And then Dinwiddie went out for the season. Not even just go out. He went out for the season. And then you start noticing, wait a second. They got a little controversy at center with DeAndre Jordan and Jared Allen. That's a little weird. I guess DeAndre Jordan's playing because he's friends with KD and Kyrie. Chemistry play, rookie head coach. You don't know what's happening there. And then Jalen, there's something that people always overlook, and that's 50% of the game is called defense. Because they're great on offense. Not too many real stoppers on that Brooklyn Nets team. Are you concerned about the Nets? Because I'm starting to be a little concerned. I had them penciled in the Eastern Conference Finals. I had them penciled in like a week ago. But they've shown me some reasons to be concerned of late.
First off, you know how we like to have our under the radar guys. As you know, Spencer Dinwiddie is one of mine. And they're going to miss him so very much.
Preach.
Because not only is he a 20-point scorer, he has the size and the toughness and the defensive ability to do what you just said that they lack. And that's play against the other team's scoring backcourt mates and wings. And so now without him, Just look at the body types now that you have of Karis and Kyrie. They're just slender body types.
Yep.
And Joe Harris isn't much of a defender. And so if you can't contain the dribble, teams going to be scoring on you. And then the other thing that you pointed out is when you have elite shot makers, like, you're not going to find many shot makers better than Kevin Durant.
No.
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, I think Steph, right? That's it. That's the list.
Okay, right? Yeah, exactly. Like, let's not get crazy now. But the thing about a team sport is sometimes it's not your best player scoring, Jacoby. It's how they get in their buckets. You know this. As much as you play basketball, because the best player has a duality that people forget. It's you be great, but also get the best out of me. See, what ends up happening sometimes with fans and media and people who don't play the game is we separate the best player and acknowledge how great he is, but don't hold him accountable for not making everybody else around him better.
Good point.
We'll say New Orleans ain't doing enough to build around Anthony Davis, so he should leave. Cleveland didn't do enough to build around LeBron, so he should leave. The Bucks didn't do enough to build around Giannis. You already gave him a job that was going to give him 5 rings, in our opinion, to go run with Giannis.
Run with Luka, should have done it.
I mean, right to go run with Luka.
Should have done it.
And so what ends up happening is those guys end up going one-on-one because they're always open.
A lot of ISO.
7-11. 7-11. 7. Even back though, Lil Joe.
Love back though, Lil Joe.
It's dope when they hitting them, right? Mm-hmm. They're contested. One person on them, 2 people on them. KD, right baseline. How many times have he made that pull-up shot? A million times. He made that shot a million times. But in the first few games where people wasn't paying attention to, that I was paying attention to, the first game that we marveled at them playing together, I think they both had like 30-plus or something
Celtics,
like that.
They beat the Celtics, right?
Let me tell you what flew under the radar that game that I was watching. I text Matt, the statistician for ESPN, I said, how many of those shots that both of those guys made? Because both of them made at least 10 shots. So I think both of them total made about 20 to 25 shots. I said, of those shots, how many of them were contested? You know what he told me?
No, I do not.
All of them.
And another thing is when you, and again, like, I think the Nets are a great team. I'm just saying this, some trends that we've noticed. It seems like the casual fan is celebrating this team, putting them in the Eastern Conference Finals like I did a week ago. But one thing I want to say is not a lot of movement. It kind of looks a little rocketsy sometimes. If you're Joe Harris, you're on the wing. You're standing there. You're in the catch and shoot position. And you do that for one possession, and then you run back on D. And the next possession, you do it again. And then you run back on D. You know, it's like, all right, well, maybe once every 5 possessions, I'm going to get a catch and shoot shot. But you always say the basketball has energy.
Yes.
You need to share the energy with the other players on the team. And I think this is something that will work out. But one thing I can see happening is this, is Steve Nash, rookie head coach. But you know what? He's got support. He's got Mike D'Antoni there. He's like, Mike, we're doing great on offense. We really need to shore up our defense. What should we do? Mike D'Antoni's like, it's not what I'm here for, dog. You see my resume? That's
not
what I
do.
That's not what I do. I know I'm here to be a consigliere, but that's just not my jurisdiction, my guy. So if you want to talk about getting some more ISOs for Kyrie, let me know.
And as we know, you know, the Lakers to me are the only like loaded squad that should win the championship if they're healthy. To me, as it should be, and it is going to be every year in sports, there are other teams that could win it,
mm-hmm,
but those teams have certain flaws. Like, they're not scoring 150 points and never having a turnover. Like, they're teams that have flaws during certain moments of game. And the one thing that I see that if and when the Nets get eliminated, it's going to be because their offense is stagnant.
It is. And again, the two of the best isolation scorers to ever play basketball they have on their team. So I understand why, but it seems like at some point, Steve Nash, who was so good at moving the ball, getting the best out of everybody else on his team, is going to have to figure a way to weave that into what the Nets do offensively. And I do agree with you, this NBA season thus far, like we're, what, 7 games into the season? So, like, I'm not going to make any sweeping pronouncements, but it feels a little bit like the Chiefs in the NFL. Sure, other teams can win. If you said take the Chiefs to the field, I would take the field. But it does feel like there's the Chiefs, and there's a gap, and then there's everybody else. And that does feel that way a little bit about the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, Jalen, we have a lot of wild card football to get ready for. And we're going to get
you ready for
that.
For some football?
But we're going to do that on Thursday as we get closer. But right now, the news is Kevin Stefanski, potential coach of the year. He's a coach of the year candidate. Just brought the Browns to the playoffs for the first time since 2003.
It's the Doggies, Bruggies, Bob.
They put refrigerators full of Bud Light all over Cleveland that would automatically open once they won a game.
It's the first of the month.
I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. And then, Jalen, Kevin Stefanski will not be on the sideline as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns when they face off against the Steelers because he has tested positive for COVID-19, as have two other coaches, as have two players, and they shut down the facilities. I'm no doctor, but something tells me there might be some other positive tests coming the Browns' way. We know what happened with the wide receivers a couple weeks ago. They weren't at full strength against the Steelers last week.
This is how I feel about the Browns this week. We predicted, based on their schedule and their talent, that they'd have double-figure wins. Mm-hmm. So anybody that's followed what we do know that that's what we've been preaching. However, I want to quote the great American philosopher MC Light. If it doesn't work out, you know, it just doesn't. It wasn't meant to be, you know. It just wasn't. That's what I was singing when I knew they was playing the Steelers. Because guess who their kryptonite is? Pittsburgh. And mm-hmm. I know that they won last week. So, yeah, Big Ben wasn't there.
Yeah, look who they went against. Yeah.
Like,
and it was close. Like, it was close.
Baltimore and Pittsburgh have owned the Browns. Okay. And so I believe Myles Garrett is also out. And you can confirm or deny that via injury. And so Pittsburgh just hold on to the football. That's what they can't have no and just don't do no TikTok dances until after the game. They'll be cool.
I have no information saying Myles Garrett's going to be out. So we'll see. But it's going to be tough. You know what, Cleveland? You're going to have a playoff game. So really enjoy the rest of the week up until the game. You know what I mean? Because right now it's all promise. You never know. You know, maybe Stefanski can script some plays and call some stuff in or whatever he's going to do, but it's going to be tough to win that one with Stefanski, and without him, it's going to be even harder. But Jalen, we also have this from the National Football League. We can talk about stuff on the podcast that we can't talk about on the television show. And our producer, who I won't even name because he might get in trouble for telling us about this, alerted us to some recent social media activity revolving injured linebacker Von Miller of the Denver Broncos. Would you like to explain what happened, or would you like me to?
I can explain it if you want to streamline it. You know, I have a mobile application on my phone. I look down at it. Tiana Trump was trending because she got into a road rage incident. And for a lady cutting her off. And then the other person, not too far after that, that was trending was Von Miller. Jacoby.
Von Miller.
Super Bowl MVP of the Denver Broncos, who we've talked about on this program, not only being a fantastic football player, But also, you know, there have been some times where, you know, he's had some sex capades.
There was some that he was involved in a film production at one point.
Yeah, it's fine.
He was involved in a film production.
You know,
yeah.
it worked out well for the Kardashians. It's fine. We're not here to judge, you know. And so been dealing with some injuries the last couple of years. And I always want to make sure I temper what I say, because to me, there's a difference between what people text each other and what they put on social media.
And we also don't know what's real and what's not. You know what I mean?
Correct.
We don't know what's real and what's not.
Correct. So I want to make sure that what Jacoby says is all celebrities got his basic emails just got exposed, because everybody got Von Miller's email now.
Yep.
Right?
I swear to God, if you email JalenRose@gmail.com, there's a good chance you're going to get him. It's a good chance you're going to get him.
And so,
Jalen@JalenRose.com. Just try it.
And allegedly, he was going back and forth with a woman that he's in a serious relationship with. And this is where the story isn't funny. Because what I gather from the text is that she is or was pregnant with Von's baby. And when they were talking about visiting one another, it seemed a lot of thug romantic conversation.
That's one way to put it, yes.
But when they were upset at each other, allegedly some of the things that were being texted that he would potentially do to her and or to harm the baby are what are really disturbing, if these are things that he texts.
Very, very disturbing. And I've always been curious when people get upset about pregnancy, because we all know the actions that lead to pregnancy. We know the formula. We know the formula.
Thank you, Jacoby.
We know the formula.
Thank you.
Every man and woman over 13 knows how this works. And then when it happens that way, you have to think about the decisions that you made that put you in that predicament. It's hard to point the finger sometimes. Hard to point the finger. Well, we're going to move on from that to something else that's bubbling that me and you need to discuss. Now, you love Eminem because he's from Detroit. I love Eminem because he's white. And he's dope.
And I love him because he got bars.
And we both love him because he got bars. And I got a call one time and a voicemail from none other than Calvin Brodus.
Uncle Snoop
called my phone number. I don't know how he got it. He left me a voicemail. It was him. And he knows damn well when he leaves a voicemail for a regular civilian like myself, he's getting called back. He's done it before. He's like, this dude is some sidekick on ESPN. Like, he's going to call me back real quick. He's
like Mike Tyson, the little guy.
Yeah, he's like, he's Jalen's little guy. So I called him back real quick. Real quick. And I got his number in my phone. And Snoop Dogg and Eminem are going back and forth. I mean, Snoop came on the show. You had some tech problems, remember that day? And he waited for 40 minutes to do the interview. Just sat there on FaceTime during the pandemic and just waited to do the interview. He was a great guy. Great guy.
And of course, he polluted the environment, which he should be doing at all times.
Oh, yeah, he did. It's legal. It's legal in California. Yeah. And he was enjoying. He was enjoying.
Just polluting the environment.
Early in the morning.
Yeah.
And so what happened was Snoop was doing the Breakfast Club, and he basically mentioned his top 10, and Eminem wasn't in it, which is fine. But then they kind of asked him about that, and Snoop kind of dismissed Eminem's art. Eminem took that a certain way, as he tends to do. Yeah. And Eminem made a quick, he didn't diss Snoop. He made a mention of Snoop, kind of that he was upset with Snoop. And then he had to explain himself, because he was asked in an interview after he put out his new album. And Eminem said that, you know, it's not that he can have his own opinion about my art. I don't care about that. It's just kind of the way he said it. I didn't like. That's why I put it on there. And then Snoop recently, just to keep this thing going, suggested on an Instagram comment that Eminem don't even want me to reply to that or something to that nature. Now, Jalen, I'm very upset about this. I want to live in a world where Eminem and Snoop Dogg see each other and give each other a big hug and a pound. That's the world I want to live in. If that's not the world that I currently live in, I'm upset. How do you feel about these two legends going back and forth, kind of, sort of, not really, on the internet?
I feel the same way. You articulated it like we're speaking from one voice and one brain. And so we're going to try to figure a way to reach out to Snoop.
All right, let's do that.
We need to get him on the show.
I'm too scared to call.
And so anybody that can hear the pod today, at Snoop, let him know he got to come on Jalen and Jacoby again. And here's the things we want to talk about.
Lakers.
We got to talk about his Lakers, the Dodgers, versus him and Eminem, right off the top. Those are the things that come to mind.
There we go.
And I want to ask him, what grade is he enjoying these days?
You got that strain? You know what? I think Snoop needs to invent a vaccine weed. That's what we need him to do. Because only Snoop, I would only trust Snoop with the vaccine. Let's ask him about that. Give me the vaccine. So another thing I want to discuss with you, Jalen Rose, is I know you care a lot about basketball and your family and football and Detroit teams and boxing, but you've become like a matchmaker for Versus, right? And I haven't heard about the next Versus battle that's supposed to be bubbling up. You know, I enjoyed the Bay so much. But as someone who I know has some numbers in your phone who can sort of maybe nudge some of these things into reality, what's a matchup that you're looking for, Mr. Rose? Putting you on the spot.
I'm a footnote. Just so y'all know, like, I'm a footnote in a couple of these Verses, flat out. I'm going to just say I'm a footnote.
All right, Jalen, I'm going to have to cut you off there, and I'm going to have to alert our audience to something that's very important. It's 2020, pandemic. We're all just trying to do remote recordings and whatnot. We lost Jalen Anthony Rose right before he was about to announce the next Versus battle. What a cliffhanger. But we always want to give the people what they want, especially our podcast listeners. We'll be giving you exclusive podcast, old school podcast, Jalen and Jacoby's, every Tuesday and Thursday, barring technical difficulties. But because we don't want to leave you hanging, we will give you today's television audio just this once. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose? Oh, wait, he's not there. We'll be back tomorrow.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do, Mr. Rose?
We give the people what they want.
Jalen, we have a super wild card weekend upcoming in the NFL. 6 playoff games in 2 days. And we have proof that aliens visited us 3 years ago from a Harvard professor. We will get into all that, but we will start with a triple-double from Luka Doncic last night. He led his team to a win over the Rockets. Jalen, you saw something in Luka. You had a feeling, a premonition about Luka. What was that watching this game?
That is what a franchise player looks like. That is why I don't use the term superstar very often. So when that word comes out of my mouth, it has substance. And for Luka and what he's doing in the league, the 30 points, the 15 boards, the 10 dimes, for him to do that before the age of 22, 3 times? Jacoby, I fell in love with basketball in the late 70s and the early 80s. Those two players who were the catalyst other than the great Dr. J, Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. And when they went on to play in the NBA, they never seemed like the fastest.
They never seem like the most athletic. No. They just seem like they get everywhere they need to get at all times. Oh, if somebody's open, I'll drop the dime. Okay, I'm grabbing the board. I'm leading the break. And so Luka, what he's doing in Dallas, when you really look at great owner in Mark Cuban, outstanding coach in Rick Carlisle. But when you look at their team, it's like he's getting the most out of their guys.
He is. He really is.
He's getting the most out of their guys. And this is without Porzingis. It is outstanding to watch the maturation of Luka become a franchise, all-time great player so far, so early in his career.
So I'm going to take everybody behind the curtain because Jalen often off wax will say things like, well, if you're the superstar, you're supposed to get us the wins. Don't complain. But look at this roster. Look at what Luka Doncic is working with, and he's leading these teams to win. Now, yesterday, Tim Hardaway Jr., he played great, came off the bench and had 30 points. And also, Willie Cauley-Stein got the start in that one and played well himself. They're getting good contributions from him, but it is Luka who is driving this. It's Luka who is the orchestrator. Everything just seems to be slow and easy for him. Does he ever get dunks on people? No. Does he shoot great from three? No. Does he get buckets? Yes. And he rebounds and leads his team in transition and gets all these assists. He does everything for this team. It has been an amazing performance. But Jalen, I need to point out something from the other side of the ball that we called a long time ago. Yes, it is time for some broken news.
To everyone else, it's breaking news. To Jalen and Jacoby listeners, it's broken news.
We tried to tell y'all in the offseason that one of the most impactful free agent signing was someone that no one's ever heard of because he played in Detroit and no one is watching Detroit Pistons games besides us two and people in Michigan, and that is the signing of Christian Wood to the Rockets. He has been a true revelation to those that don't watch Jalen and Jacoby. 23.6 points a game. 10 rebounds a game in 5 games, and he is doing everything that Capella did and plays offense and can shoot and can pick and roll and can pick and pop and do everything. Jalen Rose, why is this man not in the Pistons?
Jacoby was clowning me at the end of last year. We were on the phone, league pass, going through the games, and he was like, you watching the Pistons? I don't know nobody that's on their team right now. I can't name anybody that's on their team. And I'm like, well, there's somebody that's on their team that has a chance to be special. Christian Wood. And the thing about him, Jacoby, out of respect, everybody wants Anthony Davis. He's first team all NBA. Mm-hmm. Can play the 5, can play the 4, can shoot the 3. But when he was in Detroit, I was calling him a discount version of AD. He wasn't getting top dollar. He had the potential to get the numbers, and nobody knew who he was. 3 years and $40 million. Let me give you some context. Blake Griffin is basically going to make that this season. Just think about that. He's basically going to make that this season, $40 million. So Christian Wood has been a great pickup for the Houston Rockets, playing alongside James Harden and John Wall. He's going to always
great
be able to get numbers and
it
get lobs and get on transition. No doubt.
Glad you brought up Blake Griffin playing because, he wasn't playing last night. He was resting when the Bucks went off against the Pistons. And Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 43 points on 17 for 24 from the field. He was absolutely dominant. What did you see from the MVP?
Well, he played like the back-to-back MVP, and we just frankly, like majority of the teams in the league, don't have anyone physically able to oppose his height, his agility, and his aggression. And then his versatility and motor. There's so many things that make Giannis great. And that's why when I'm watching League Pass Jacoby on a weekday, I appreciate him bringing it the way that he does. And Chris Middleton also knocked down a couple of buckets. I saw Drew Holiday do a great finger roll on the baseline. He's going to be an all-star for them this year. Don't sleep on the Bucks. They've continued to add to their roster.
One thing about the Bucks is they've been known as a great regular season team. They've been known as a great defensive team. But Jalen, I know it's early, so I'm not gonna blow this stat up. But it's interesting they have the number one offensive efficiency in the league thus far, and that number's only gonna go up because I got some bad news for you, J. Rose.
They're playing the Pistons again tomorrow. And then they're playing the Pistons again next Wednesday. Because they're doing these little like baseball series to keep the travel tight. So they played the Pistons last night, waxed them. Giannis is just like, oh, I got to wait one day to get another 40 points. And then they play them next Wednesday, too. It's going to be a feast on this Pistons team over the next week and one day. I can't wait for that.
I'm cooking on Sunday, fam. I'm watching
Saturday and Sunday. Celtics. It is going down. It is the super wild card weekend. Just look at what is in front of us. Look at all these great games. We're going to prepare you for all these games over the course of the week. But right now, we're going to focus in on that one in the middle. That is Tampa Bay against the Washington football team. And one thing that got me real fired up for this one is the rookie, soon-to-be defensive rookie of the year, Chase Young. And what he had to say after his team beat the Eagles, who intentionally lost the game. Let's take it away, Chase Young.
Tom Brady, I'm coming. I want Tom.
He's talking about the greatest quarterback of all time. Chase Young, a rookie in the league, said, Tom Brady, I'm coming. I want the GOAT. I want Tom. Jalen, what do you think about his statement after they beat the Eagles?
Well, one thing now, Chase Young, you know, he normally gets what he wants, Jacoby. Like, this ain't your typical young player talking to the six-time champion. And he's going to have an opportunity to impact the game along with that defensive front and that front seven that's been outstanding for the Washington football team all year. The problem is those guys don't play offense.
No.
Like, I just don't see them holding Tom Brady they're going to get 28 points. They're going to get that much, right?
I mean, so let's just take a look at where the Washington football team's defense stands amongst the league, because they have put together a really good season. Look at this. Fourth in points, second in yards, fifth in interceptions, sixth in sacks. But you look at that 47 sacks that they have gotten this year. It's impressive. We always talk about the front seven with Allen and Sweat, Young.
Crazy.
But Jalen, they have also given up 50 sacks. So think about that. They've got Alex Smith back there, who people say, he's not exactly not a mobile quarterback. He's an immobile quarterback.
That's a good point.
And he's got one leg. He's got a leg that's been injured from the top to bottom. He's wearing 17 braces, and this offensive line can't protect him. So they can get after Tom Brady. Chase Young could sack him six times. It does not matter. Their offense just can't score enough to even make this competitive. Jalen, what do you see?
As I'm cooking on Saturday and Sunday, I just had a premonition about this game come to me. Tom Brady, as much as we're talking about him and Chase Young, you know what their actual path to victory should be? Turn around and hand the football off to Leonard Fournette or Ronald Jones II. That should be something that they're able to do against Washington as well. That's going to be what gets it done for the Bucs.
That's a good point, Ronald Jones. Here's the thing about that, Jalen Rose, is while this team is really good against the pass, I think they're second to third against the pass, right in the middle of the pack against the run. That's a good point from you, Jalen Rose. I have the numbers to back up your premonitions. Jalen, we talked about your trash Pistons. It's now time to talk about your trash Lions. This tweet from Adam Schefter updated us on the future head coach of the Lions. He said that President Ron Wood has interviewed with Bevel and Bieniemy and Marvin Lewis, but Jalen, I know who the next head coach of the Lions is going to be and should be. So can we say it at the same time? We have not talked about this. We have not talked about this in preparation for the show. So let's say it on three. One, two, three. Robert Saleh.
Marvin Lewis.
Robert Saleh. Let me pitch you on Saleh. Oh, where did Robert Saleh grow up? Oh, Dearborn, Michigan. Where did he go to college? Oh, Michigan State. Well, he coached at Michigan State, went to Northern Michigan, also coached at Central Michigan. He's a Michigander, Jalen Rose. Bring Robert Saleh home. Now tell me why it should be Marvin Lewis.
That's a good point right there. I like where you went with that one.
That change your mind?
No, it didn't change my mind. Because Marvin Lewis did a great job. You ready for this? Operating on a budget. Like he had to do for years and years and years in Cincinnati. And trust me, dog, you know I love my Lions. I love all of my hometown teams, ride or die. But let me tell you something that my Lions don't do. They don't pay coaches like Eric Bieniemy top dollar. They don't do that.
Oh, he's going to get top dollar. Eric Bieniemy is a good point. I'll tell you, Robert Saleh, bring the hometown kid back. Bring the hometown kid back. Jalen, we have some very important news that matters. Jalen, in Hawaii, some scientists were looking through a highly powerful telescope when they noticed something abnormal in the atmosphere. It was shooting towards the sun at a strange velocity. And they thought it was a comet. But now we have a Harvard professor who says that was not a comet. That was an interstellar aircraft. Again, a Harvard professor, because it was shaped like a cigar, which is abnormal for rocks in space. And also, the flight path was not normal towards regular gravitational pulls in the atmosphere. I've done a lot of research on this. So, Jalen Rose, this Harvard professor says that we were visited by interstellar objects that we mistake for a comet. And he said, if you gave a caveman a cell phone, he would think it was a rock. We are mistaking this. That was an interstellar aircraft flying in our atmosphere. Jalen Rose, this is hard proof that we've been visited by aliens. Do you disagree?
It reminds me of Mork from Ork. Nanu Nanu.
Just go to break.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Great taste is great taste is great taste. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes!
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
You are watching Jalen and Jacoby, presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple.
Coming to you live from Pier 17 in the South Street Seaport and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It's Keep It Moving.
Wu-Tang! Wu-Tang!
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man will keep it moving. And we will start with the salty head coach of the New York Giants, Joe Judge. Keep moving or hit the brakes. Let's listen to Joe Judge complain about the Eagles play on Sunday night.
To disrespect the effort that everyone put forward to make this season a success for the National Football League, to disrespect the game by going out there and not competing for 60 minutes and doing everything you can to help those players win, we will never do that as long as I'm the head coach of the New York Giants.
Two things, Jalen. One, he's not wrong, okay? Not wrong. But two, you won six games, dog. You won six games. What do you want? You want to get in the playoffs with six wins? That's what you want? What are your thoughts?
It's going to be hard for Doug Peterson to coach that locker room again. I saw the footage of a couple of their great players, Zach Ertz and Kelce, out there with Wentz until 1 in the morning. Reports guys on defense wanted to confront him when he made the quarterback change. He's never truly spoke up for Jalen publicly. I just think that he probably felt like he had an exit plan, but it's gone wrong, and he won't be as attractive to the next spot, in particular to the fan base, once they realize this situation that took place.
I just want to pull aside Doug Peterson, just us two, you know, just put my arm around him and say, you really think that was worth three draft spots? You really think that was worth all this? You think all this is worth three draft spots? You lost a locker room. Your reputation took a hit. Your relationship with the fan base took a hit. You think that was worth going from ninth to sixth? I'm not so sure about that.
Among
I think you made a miscalculation.
Among the players in the league, amongst your peers, that's one of his coaching peers talking about him in the division.
Ain't worth it. Well, someone else who has a lot of things to think about this offseason is Deshaun Watson. He had something to say about the Texans.
Keep
moving or hit the brakes. He said that the Texans need a whole culture shift. Jalen, how do you think they will pull that off, and what do you think he means?
Hey, dog, let me tell you something. I remember when Deshaun Watson was a young lad, watching him get a home from the Warwick Dunn Foundation, him and his mom, and I followed him the entire time. I followed him at college. I follow him in the league. He's actually one of my favorite players, and I would love to start a team with him as the quarterback. So for this year, the reason why I'm doing this is because they paid him $500 million. They paid him $500 million. So therefore, I'm going to lead the league in passing. and we'll figure it out this offseason. Let's just figure it out this offseason.
No one has lost more games to the quarterback position and been more respected than Deshaun Watson this season. I've never seen a quarterback in my whole entire life lose more games than Deshaun Watson has and have pundits and have fans and have people just celebrate him the way that they have this year, and he deserves all of it. Moving on, Jalen, we now know some new details about the NCAA tournament in 2021. Keep moving, hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Okay. The NCAA tournament will be held entirely in Indiana, mainly in Indianapolis, but there will be other sites. Your thoughts as someone who spent a lot of time in the area.
Correct. And that's where I was going. If all of the teams needed to be somewhere that collegiate basketball will be celebrated, you've heard me say it. In 49 states, it's basketball. But that's Indiana.
I have one note. They got to play at least one game in the Hoosier Gym. I've been there. It's amazing. One game in the Hoosier Gym. Just one, please. Moving on. The Knicks are indisputably, undebatably the best team in the NBA. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
I'm happy for Tibbs and Julius Randle having a season this year. I thought he was going to have last year. Big win over the Hawks. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Kings and the Warriors played basketball, but there's some things happening off the court with the Kings that I need you to take us behind the curtain on. Okay. If you don't know by now, you should, but Marvin Bagley's father, Marvin Bagley II, took to Twitter and said that the Kings should trade him. And then De'Aaron Fox's father, Aaron Fox, said go ahead and trade him. Jalen, how does this play out in the locker room when you've got family members doing this on social media?
So I always got to stress, as somebody that grew up fatherless, I'll never question the integrity of a parent standing up for their son or their daughter. So that's first and foremost. But how this plays out, since they're professionals, it means that De'Aaron Fox got a big deal. He's the starting point guard, and he's going to be there. It means Bagley's going to get an opportunity time and time again to be a player, because they invested the number two pick in him, and he went ahead of players like Luka, Trae Young, and Jaren Jackson Jr. They're going to give him every chance to be a player. And if it doesn't happen, I still feel like he's NBA worthy. I know people are going to be calling him different terms if he don't make it with that squad. He'll have a long, productive career. But if he ain't seeing eye to eye with the point guard, and their fathers ain't seeing eye to eye, it just lets me know that he might as well be renting or leasing, because Bagley ain't going to be there long term.
Jalen, the Raptors are low-key off to an awful start to their season. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
You knew this would happen after they won the championship a couple of years ago, but still hit the brakes.
We'll hit the brakes on this. Jalen, the Raptors are, in their defense, they have to play games out of Tampa, Florida, instead of their home city of Toronto, but they have just played so bad. They're 1-5 with one single win, and they're getting waxed, and Jason Tatum put up 40 on them last night. Can they right the ship and make the playoffs, or is this just a lost season for them?
Hey, let me tell everybody something that's never been to Toronto. Visit when you get a chance. And would never disparage Tampa, because I know it's an amazing place. They got a couple of amazing blocks that have historic walls that if they could talk. But let me tell you something. Toronto's special. I think they're missing their home environment, Jacoby.
That must be
I
it.
I really think they're missing their home environment.
That must be it.
OG Anunoby can't make a shot. You told me.
He's not just missing his home environment. He's missing every shot that he's taking. When we come back, we have some bad news for the Browns that everyone is rooting for. Stay tuned for that. It is not good.
This may not be for you.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Great taste is great taste is great taste. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Look at what we got coming up for you on ESPN Wednesday. It's the Warriors and the Clippers. Friday, Clippers and Warriors again. And then we have the wild card game between the Ravens and Titans on Sunday. And then on Monday, it is the national championship game. What a lineup coming up on ESPN. Jalen, Browns fans were so happy. The playoff drought was ended. They were just so happy. And then we have this news. Head coach Kevin Stefanski, two coaches, and two players have tested positive. They've closed the facility. Stefanski will not be coaching in the wild card game against the Steelers. Just after some good news, some really bad news for the Browns. Don't you feel it for this fan base?
Well, props to the NFL for getting through their regular season, but don't be surprised if this not only happens to the Browns, but a couple other teams as well.
Not only will the Browns and Steelers be matching up this weekend, we have another matchup that we'd like to discuss here with two people that are very important to us here at Jalen and Jacoby. Snoop Dogg and Eminem, two of our favorite people on the planet, two of the best artists to ever do it, are going back and forth in songs and on social. Jalen, how can we end this? How do we stop this?
I do not want to live in a hip-hop world where Eminem and Snoop ain't seeing eye to eye. We got to bring the dog father on to talk to him about this.
Let's get Snoop on the show.
We got to see what's going on.
Let's get Snoop on the show. Snoop made the mistake of calling me from his phone. I've got his number in my phone. Let's hit up Snoop and get him on the show. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m., maybe with Snoop. Who knows? You got to give the people.